Everyone, it's a new year, so hopefully, you know, we're ready for the new year, where we set our goals, or at least our intentions, to be happy, our best selves, and to hopefully have our good tribe that we could just go in the new year with. So I'm totally excited about 2021. COVID is still going on. We still kind of shut down in New York. Not even a little bit, a lot. Restaurants, you're eating outdoors. I didn't try it yet, but I was just that really doesn't interest me. But one thing that was been on my mind, just thinking, is dating, of course. When not to go on a date. So a lot of this comes up because it's like, okay, you've been single for a while. You want to go out. You want to meet a guy. You want to rush things forward because you want to just rush through the process because you're impatient or maybe a little lazy. You call it a spade a spade. So I'm not judging anyone on this. We've all been there. It all feels good to go out. It all feels good to be adored and have somebody interested in you. But the thing is, you want the right interest with the right intentions. So one of some of the things that I learned about dating is a lot. And I feel like a lot of people say, your parents to teach you this, your parents to teach you that. But you don't know what you'll do when you're in this situation. So now that, again, I'm closer to 40, I'm wow, I can't judge anybody for their situation, their decisions. And how about this? You don't have to be the person's friend if you don't like the decisions that they're making. Duh. If you don't want to be a part of them, if they're doing drugs, living that rock star lifestyle, you don't have to be a part of it. You don't have to hear about it. You don't have to be in their lives. But this, again, to focus on data. So a lot of the things was everybody wanted a tall chocolate man or a tall good looking guy that stood out for the most part. Nobody said, let me get a short, stumpy man. Nobody really says that, but I'm short myself. I'm 5'2" and I'm really petite. So it's not I'm not skinny, but I'm small. So if a guy was 5'6", 5'7", that didn't bother me at all. That was still tall to me, at least. Anyway, so one of the things that I learned is that this sounds so silly and frivolous, but I'm really hard on the dating scene now that I'm older because of it's not even about time to waste. Is that I'm not allowing disrespect, because when you let things slide a lot or a little, people just, you know the saying, they just take it and just run with it. So if somebody says, let's go out for drinks. Let's go out to, let's get a quick bite, appetizers. And they said, don't dress up. I would say, don't go on a date. Why are you saying that? Well, obviously the guy's really not interested. He's just doing it because he's bored, right? Do you want to be somebody's filling spot because they're bored? And I would just reply back, just let me know when you a little bit more up to, you have a little bit more time. Because now that I see how these girls are getting money quickly, it could be a lie. I just use City Girls as an example. They probably really are making money. You see how they dress every day, right? They dress fly, whether it's for themselves or not. They're going to have their Chanel sneakers, or if you're not wearing that, I'm going to wear my new brand Air Maxes, a new Nike sweatsuit if it's in the area. That's kind of dressed up. You get your hair done. You spend the money on your hair, and or you wear your heels and stilettos if it's a more fancier place after work, right? So I wouldn't go with that, because anytime that happened, when a guy says don't dress up, it usually didn't go anywhere. He just said, do you want to hook up for the night? Blah, blah, blah. I didn't hook up or whatever. I was no, I'm going home. And I just feel he's not interested, but he's just going to see what you're about because he's bored enough, right? Another thing I would say is if a guy starts sending penis pics early on, I would just say move on. So a few years ago, that was happening to me, and I just took it as, okay, some guys don't know how to date, blah, blah, blah. But no, I feel like you know better. You just meet somebody, were you going to pull out your boob and take a picture of your boob? No, you're not doing that. So they just want to sleep with you as much as possible. They're showing you that, hey, I'm about sex. Even though they may take you out and be nice to you, that's really what they're about. They have a main girlfriend that they may want to let go, but they don't want to let go. And if you got time and patience for that, you could stick around if you want, if you like that person, but that never worked for me, just sticking around anywhere. So I would just say, cut the person off right away. A person that's asking you for money or talking about money. So you'll see a lot of these Insta stories say, he asked me $5, cash at me this, cash at me that. That's never really happened to me, but other things like a lot of men are sorry men, not sorry men, I'll take that back. A lot of men don't have their stuff together. And I don't care what a guy did, really, if he was like a manager at McDonald's, because believe it or not, they make money, manager at a club, working in white collar, doctor, lawyer. It didn't really bother me what he did, as long as he was self-sufficient. That's what I was really focused on and looking for. And so what happened is, what I noticed, like a lot of guys, they would try to get in your pocket and figure out how much you were making and compare apples to apples. So once a guy starts doing that, I move on as well. So like when they ask you like how much money you make, how much you pay for this. Like I remember I was like on a online site years ago and I bought like a new Coach bag. So I feel like in the black community, Coach bags kind of like are not like as mainstream as like, I don't know, a bag, like a Dior bag, right? It's not as mainstream. It's more affordable. You can get it on sale, etc. And the bag was $295 and they were having like a Christmas sale, 30% off. And I was like, oh, what do you do? He said, what do you do there? I said, oh, I went to Rockefeller Center. I went to the Coach store. I bought my new bag. I love it. It's going to be my new everyday work bag. He says, wow, you spent $295 for a bag. And I'm like, well, I'm like, I thought it was like, I got 30% off. I said, what do you, buy your girls bags from Rainbows? Which is nothing wrong with it, because a lot of people aren't into clothes and materialistic things. But I just felt like, okay, he was showing me that he really didn't put any thought process. He was bored. So that's another thing with the holidays too, when you're trying to date. Like a lot of people have a lot of time. You're off work, you're with the family, you get away from the family a little bit to get time to yourself. So you're just bored. So I feel like you gotta worry about not falling into that trap of being somebody's interest when they're bored, right? And also, I've had guys that ask me how much money I made, and always just pricing my stuff, how I put it together. And I say, cut those people off. They probably can't maintain you. If you're maintaining yourself, they probably can't maintain you. They're measuring you up to your girl. Who should he stick with? Should he stick with his girl? Should he stick with you? Just to see how much money. Because some people are just disgusting like that. Just all about money, money, money. And so I would say cut them off. One of the other things too, somebody picks on the floor. Again, so if you meet, I always say this in other podcasts too. If you're big, if you're fluffy, a guy knows you're big and you're fluffy. No need to bring up somebody's weight. Me, like I said, I'm cute. I know I'm not skinny. You talk about me having size on me. You don't really like me. You know what my size is already. You know what I look like. If you're picking on, like, if I had, like, a breakout, you had a breakout on your face or your chin or anything like that, or if you have crooked teeth and somebody points it out, I wouldn't go further with the date, because they don't like you and they're not respecting you. And they're showing you that, and they're telling you that. So I just feel like anytime somebody gets out of line, you just move on. I think that's the best way to kind of like attack dating a little bit. Like certain things those are your red flags. People always say look for red flags. So those are your red flags, right? And not everything has to be a red flag, but if you're not feeling it, you're just not feeling it. I'm saying these things out loud because sometimes with dating, we're just holding on to hope that the man will be a nice man, be a good man. And how I started off the beginning with, like, oh, you're tired of doing your search and looking for the right person. So you just want something to work, something to click. And it may not really, you know, work like that, right? So you just got to protect yourself and put yourself, you know, just put yourself first and just move on as soon as you can. And I'll just say this, like a last story. I remember I was new to my neighborhood and I went to a neighborhood bar just to see what it was about. And I met a guy and he was talking to me, showing me his daughter, which was fine. That didn't bother me either. But then he was just staring at me too hard and I felt like he picked on the floor. So I didn't even give him the time of day. And he was like a professional guy. And he just kept saying he's scared of relationships. I guess he was cheated on and he was burnt. So I just left him where he was at, because if you can't get over your hurt pain, you're going to carry it over in a relationship projected onto you, because maybe you're the cheater. That's what you're doing. And you want somebody to overcompensate and overly show you, oh, I'm worthy. I'm worthy of love. No, you're worthy of loving only yourself. And people keep using this flippantly, but I do believe that you're worthy of loving just yourself. Yourself is your responsibility. If you have kids, of course, your kids are your responsibility. If you're caring for a parent, they're your responsibility. But at the end of the day, even if you're married or with somebody, who are you with while you lay down? You're still with yourself. You can't run from yourself. So I had to learn this a long time. You are your only ally. You may want your friends to understand you, to care about you, to make you feel special and wanted, but no, like, your friends compliment you. Your man, your husband, and your family compliment you, and they're in your life for a reason, but they're never going to make you, they can never walk a day in your shoes, literally, right? They can't walk a day in your shoes. Though the advice that they give you with dating and saying you should date this guy, never listen to, really, because I could understand a hookup. Oh, this guy seems like a good match for you. You went out with the guy, you gave him a chance, and it didn't work out, right? Which is fine. But if they didn't push the issue, that's fine. And I had a friend years ago that pushed the issue, and the dating was a disaster, and I wound up hating her, literally hating her, for pushing that guy on me because they would laugh about me and talk about me behind my back. So I would say I'm never going to put myself in a position ever, ever to make myself feel bad. Like, why am I going on a date and meeting a guy to make myself feel bad? That's stupid. I feel like a guy should make you feel good. Don't get me wrong, your relationships will have issues and have challenges and all that other good stuff. Not good stuff, but all the bad stuff. Enough bad stuff will happen in your relationship. Why would I want to purposefully go with somebody that makes me feel bad? And I never talked to that friend again. And that friend, of course, place the blame back on me about why I didn't want to be her friend, which is fine. That's how people are. But always put yourself first. And if you're not feeling any situation or any date, I would say don't go. And the last tip I'll say is that you don't have to have like a dinner date. And I was like a fan of that, not taking my ass to dinner or whatever, because people analyze how you eat and your appetite. And I'm a big eater. So you're not going to sit here and analyze my appetite. And I have other girlfriends that really order 6-7 appetizers, and Passport Cutting on Instagram said that too. And I have a friend who's like that as well, like order 5-6-7 appetizers. And a guy may say, oh, this girl trying to raid my pocket, but no, she's not trying to raid your pocket. She really has her own money. She really eats like that on the regular. So I was happy with a coffee date, because if I didn't like you, I got the hell up out of there. Or it wasn't even if I didn't like you, if I saw it wasn't a connection, like, look, I got coffee, I met somebody nice. At least my energy in the universe is doing something. I'm meeting somebody decent, and I'll do like a brunch because it's the daytime and you can see the person and whatever. And you know, the regular stuff, don't let anybody pick you up. And guys have done that too. I'll meet you halfway. That's fine. I mean, you got to be safe too, because I think 3 weeks ago around the holiday time, this girl was attacked by this guy she met on Tinder. So it's all about safety and how you feel comfortable. So happy dating. And hopefully the goal of this podcast is, it's short and sweet, is just to be able to pull out of a dating situation before it's too late. When I say it's too late, a month is too late. Don't get me wrong, you make mistakes, but as I got older, I'm able to move on a little bit quicker. Even if you cry, you cry to yourself, but it's the goal is not to waste too much time and to pull out when you feel like something's wrong, instead of just trying to force something in the beginning when you know the end is going to be a fallacy. I'm still learning. I'm still developing. I still make mistakes like we all do, but this is just what I've noticed, that even if I make a mistake with the wrong dude in a relationship, at least I'm not going to have nobody stepping all over me. I'm putting my foot down and I'm creating my boundaries.